Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Shop. It's MI2OCD. Well, you must be wondering, why this title? What exactly this episode is all about? So, this week from 12th October to 18th October is OCD Awareness Week. OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. It's a mental condition. While a lot of people misunderstand OCD as a condition where a person suffering from it has an obsession for cleanliness and everything around it. But not just that. Often people are found misusing the word OCD as if it's something to be proud of. People are found saying things like, "Oh my God, I am so OCD. Oh my God, I think I have OCD." In reference to something very normal happening around them. But by doing this or saying anything like that, they don't even realize how are they compromising with the struggle and pain of people actually suffering from OCD. OCD is not only about excessive obsession towards cleanliness, but a lot more about anxieties, thoughts, irrational fears. And to give a detailed explanation and discussion about OCD, we have today with us a practicing psychologist, Maureen, to throw some light on the same. Hi Maureen, welcome to the podcast. Let's begin. So Maureen, how would you explain OCD as a disorder to people who think it's all about excessive cleanliness, and also to people who don't know if there's a mental condition called OCD? Because for most of the people out there, mental disorder is equal to depression. A lot of people don't know that there are other conditions as well. So how would you explain it to the people?
OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder is a psychological disorder that is characterized by obsessions followed by compulsions. It's a very loosely used term for a person who is overly concerned with cleanliness, or a person who is overly concerned with organizing things. But OCD is more than that. The obsessions are broadly divided in 7 categories, and mind me, they're just the categories. They can be, you know, anything. OCD is as serious as any other anxiety disorder because it affects the person in the same manner as, let's say, generalized anxiety disorder does. A person is constantly thinking about their obsessions and ruminating over them for most of the day. It affects their sense of self, their sense self-esteem is shattered, and the person just keeps feeling bad about their obsessions.
Well, a much needed explanation. So moving forward, what is the treatment like for this mental condition in particular?
So if you know somebody who suffers with OCD, please do not tell them that it's just in their head, because it's just not. OCD needs therapy as any other psychological disorder, and therapies like CBT and exposure therapy does wonders. And the prognosis rate with OCD and these therapies is very, very high.
I think this was the most important answer. Thank you for answering this particular question like this, because the people have to realize that for treating OCD, we need to reach out to people who are OCD specialists because of the kind of disorder this is. So thank you so much. So now moving to the next question. How do you think people should treat someone suffering from OCD, and how does suffering from OCD changes everything for them?
If you know somebody who has OCD, please treat them with empathy and positive regard, because it's very distressing for them. It affects every sphere of their life, be it their profession, education, or personal life. OCD is as distressing as any other psychological disorder, and often it's found that if people with OCD do not get proper support, they can fall into depression. So then they have to deal with 2 disorders.
I hope the stigma attached to the disorder ends real soon, so that people realize the pain and sufferings that people go through every day, suffering from OCD. So yeah, thank you so much for answering it the way it was actually needed. So moving on to our last question. What would you like to tell people in regards to the stigma attached to the disorder and a lot of misuse of the word?
OCD is a term that's used very, very casually, and that affects the way we perceive it. We often take it to be something that is not very serious, that is just concerned with excessive cleaning or checking. So be careful while using the term. Rather, be careful while using any psychological term. Don't call a person who's sad, depressed. Don't call a person who's just overly concerned with being clean, having OCD, because it often casualizes the term, and then people who suffer from these disorders are not taken seriously. They are just told that it's just in their head and it's not that serious. Please do not do that.
Thank you so much, Maryn, for throwing light on such an important topic and explaining it so beautifully. So yeah, thank you so much. And yes, to everybody who all are going to hear this, OCD is not a quirk. It is not an adjective. It's not something like you are little or more OCD. It is not. People suffering from OCD have to fight a battle none of us can even imagine of. It's like fighting our worst of nightmares all by ourselves. OCD is a devastating disorder. People with OCD can have extremely disturbing or intrusive thoughts, like people they love dying, disasters, things that cause them a great deal of discomfort. And to hear somebody say, "Oh, I am totally OCD because I like to line up my pens at right angles," it's a slap in the face to them. So it's just a request to let's start acknowledging and making ourselves and our family members aware of how difficult this disorder is. Let's help people suffering from OCD understand themselves when they have lost all the will and energy to do it. With this, we have come to an end of our today's episode. So for more such content, please stay tuned. Bye.